Hello.
Hey, I was looking for Garrett.
Yes, this is Garrett.
Garrett, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
From what? I'm sorry?
Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning radio show.
What's going on?
Well, I'm calling you because you recently went out on a date with one of our listeners. She emailed us about you, and first of all, she said that you were incredibly handsome, Garrett, so it's an honor to talk to you on the phone.
Okay. I'm sorry, what are you guys calling me about, though?
Well, the girl's name is Tiffany, and she emailed us about your date, and you haven't been calling her back. And she's confused if she did something wrong or if you don't like her.
Oh, yeah. What did she tell you about the date?
She said that you guys went out, had some drinks, sang some karaoke, went back to your place, messed around. She told us that she was drunk and she's having trouble remembering some of the date.
Yeah, it was a little bit more to drink than maybe I would have done on a date.
All right. In her defense, she said the reason she drank so much was because you were so handsome she couldn't handle it and you made her nervous. That's got to be a little bit of a compliment, right?
I guess so, yeah.
All right. What was the most annoying thing she did?
Well, she sang that, you know that song, Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
Yeah, Cyndi Lauper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that Cyndi Lauper song.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if she was so drunk, if she knew she was doing this or not. She sang it twice.
At karaoke?
She sang the same song over and over.
She was obviously, like, up for having a good time. You know, she was putting a lot out there, you know.
Well, why wouldn't you just text her back and just say, hey, I don't think it's going to work out?
She was drunk, you know, even after karaoke. It was just weird, you know, the whole night, you know.
What else did she do that was weird, though? It's fun to hear drunk stories.
Okay, I don't know. You know, she was so drunk, I wanted to take her back to her place.
Okay.
And she couldn't even remember her address.
What?
Oh,
that's not good. That wasted?
And that's why you went back to your place?
I mean, part of me thinks she even did it on purpose just to go back to my house, you know?
That can work a girl. It never works for a guy when you're like, I don't remember my address. You should take me back to your place. They're like, no, how about I put you on a bus and you just figure it out?
I guess I was just really embarrassed over what happened, so I just needed to get out of there.
Embarrassed for her? Embarrassed because you hooked up with her?
What else happened?
I don't know. I can't really talk. I shouldn't talk about it.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, Garrett, listen. She's the one that emailed us and asked us to call you. She wants to know what the reason is that you're not calling her back. So if it's an embarrassing story about her, she's willing to hear it.
You promise you can't repeat this to anyone. You won't tell this to anyone else.
Well, I can't promise that because this is going to be on the radio, but Tiffany wants to hear it.
I don't know. Okay.
Come on, what is it?
So we're at my place, uh-huh. And she, you know, she pulled down my pants.
Nice.
That's not a weird thing that happens sometimes.
You know, she's down there. Uh-huh. She's gonna do. She nice. Grabs my stuff and starts singing into it like it's a microphone.
That's amazing.
Are you serious?
That's the best thing I've ever heard of.
Did you go from like so excited to just so disappointed?
So confused. I was so confused.
Can I ask her song choice?
Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
She's singing her karaoke song.
That's amazing.
Into your special microphone.
Yeah.
He got a song job.
Yeah. That is funny, dude. I would have laughed. I mean, I'd laugh about that. It bothered you that much, though, that you don't want to call her back?
Well, it wasn't just like a joke thing. Like, she was doing the whole performance. She was like, come on, you know the words. Come on.
How'd you stop it? Did you just, like, try to kiss her and be like, oh, get back up here. This is weird. Yeah.
No. I told her, I said, go wait on the bed. I have to go to the bathroom. I went to the bathroom and just stayed in there for 20 minutes until she fell asleep.
Dude, when we talk to her, she doesn't remember any of that.
I knew she wouldn't.
Hey, Garrett, I think we should refresh her memory. What do you think?
No, I don't want her to know anything about this.
It's too late, Garrett, because she's on the other line.
Oh, my God.
And just heard everything you said. Tiffany.
Oh my God.
Hey, little songbird, how's it going?
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I really don't remember doing that.
You definitely did that.
Oh God. I think it's awesome.
Oh my God.
You ever done anything like this before, Tiffany? Is that your move?
No, not a move.
Not a move? Okay.
Tiffany, do you think it in any way maybe could have been like you drunk being funny?
I don't think so. Doesn't sound very funny.
I think it sounds hysterical.
It sounds hilarious, yeah.
I'm really sorry, Garrett. You totally do not need to text or call me back. I completely understand. And if you could just do me a favor and not tell all of our friends, I would really, 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 really appreciate it.
I'm fine pretending it never happened.
Tiffany, if you think about this, Garrett really doesn't need to worry about telling anybody because you just did this in a second date update and it's going to be aired on the radio.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm super excited about it. And that's awesome.
It could be a funny story.
Dude, yeah. I think you need to own it. I just think you need to own it. I mean, Garrett liked you enough to go on a date and hook up with you that night.
Yeah, but you say Garrett went out on a date with her. That was before he knew that she was going to... sing into his microbone.
She sounds like a fun girl who's up for a party no matter where the party happens to happen.
That's right. Thank you, Brooke. See?
Hey, Garrett, would you like to go out on a second date with Tiffany? Please. We will pay for it.
I feel like it's going to be pretty awkward after this.
It's only awkward if you make it awkward. It could be funny.
It could be awesome.
Garrett, I'm really sorry about everything that happened, but I mean, I feel like up until that perfect embarrassing moment, like, we had a really good time, yeah? We were having a lot of fun?
Yeah, we were having fun. It was fun. It was a little weird.
Garrett, what's it going to hurt to go out on another date? Like, think about this. That's a pretty innocent thing that she did. It's hysterical. Yeah. And funny and awkward, but it's not like she did anything where you don't like her as a person or you just didn't get along at all. It sounds like you guys got along great. Yeah. Why not give it another shot?
All right, let's do this.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah, it sounds like this isn't something you will do again to me.
I promise you that's only a first date move. I mean, unless you want me to, and if things are going well, then, yeah. You know.
Never know.
Dude, she sounds awesome.
Tiffany, start picking out your song selection now.
Yeah, branch out from Cindy.
Yeah.